And she gave some to Adam. And to you, and you, and you, and you. And then, suddenly, their eyes popped open wide, just like yours and mine. The first time in their life, they knew so many things. They learned that they were naughty, and they learned that they were naked, and they learned that they would die if God could ever find them hiding in the garden.
There ought to be a law. the weekend, and nothing for me. Just how do you want it? Large or small, fat or skinny, short or tall. Then I'll take some with bows on, and wrap it up real nice. It's our anniversary. Well, the song was written with nothing in mind, nothing at all of any kind. Nothing to the nth degree, and there's nothing in it.
Sometimes more than you. For only through someone like that do I believe that you are true.
And if someone like that accepts me, in my sorry little mess, and so do you, my love, so do you. For every special one like that, I want to cheer and cheer with hope. So I want to thank you, Lord, for the special people in you, for those very special people you have given me to know, and for that special love you give. When you say someone like me is also very special and worth the price of agony, in heaven or in hell. For that very special man you are, I want to cry and cry with praise. I was going to read a couple of poems, and Bill is going to sing a song. When you're ready to... This book called Uncovered Feelings has, I think, 71 situations, all of them for real. I want to read number 4. It's called Hanging. It was something I wanted to say to the father when he had found his son hanging on a tree, dead by his own hands. And I didn't know what to say, so I wrote and said it this way. The young man could not be trained to kill an enemy. The young man was released and returned to civilian life. The young man who would not practice shooting an enemy now hung on a tree. He hung by his tie. He didn't belong to the armed forces, but he was baptized and belonged to the Holy Christian Church. Of course, the people were surprised, amazed that a tie could do it. They were quite ready to help him down. It was easier than trying to help the boy up. He knew him more than just by sight before. They had not read his prose too carefully. They had not read between the lines. And his loud poetry was in very fine print, shuttled from editor to editor. His lines were camouflage, and his readers never found him. He stayed hidden. He hated violence. He found no peace in warring. He found no peace in the automatic tactics of the congregation. He multiplied the parables of Jesus by tens and twenties. He was not a boy to be easily bought, and there were very few bidders for the boy, and hardly any buyers. Poetry and people had played tricks on him. He had many contacts and many interviews, but he choked on the accumulation of his poems and the prose lines and all the promises of his rhythm. He had been let down. And now they cut him down. They caught him confessing his sin, the sin of the whole world. And I cut him down. I cut him down in the name of him who hung on a greenwood tree. I cut him down in your name, Lord. You know how a young man can end on a tree. I was going to do one minute song tonight, but we don't have time, so I'm not doing anything on women. And I didn't have any on one, but I did have some on rhythm and war. And I want to do two or three others in here just to, this rope is getting in my way. Okay. I think I'd like someone to play a drum, just the drum, softly, and I want to read a prayer. Lord, I think I say everything I know on a drum, not with a magic marker, but with a magic stick. It seems to me you can find all the words in it. I can only speak English, but with drums, I can speak any language, and I can say anything at all. If I could take a foreign language, Lord, I'd take the drums, and I'd travel around the world. I can go anywhere with my drums, Lord, anywhere.
Well, I'd like to have a woodwind or flute or something like that. Anyone happen to have one around? Oh, how lucky, Lord. Lord, there is a sigh in the woodwind. There is a lover calling in the piccolo. There is an angry man shouting in the French horn, and a jilted girl crying in her oboe. There is a coward screaming in the snare drum. Meet the people today, Lord, in the piccolo, the French horn, the oboe, and the snare drum, and give them laughter and the love and the rhythm. Redeem people, Lord, in the strings of guitars, and save people in the tight skins of drums and in the sighs of the woodwinds.
I have
one here, just kind of fast one. It says, I kind of like it. I haven't read it for so long. I don't know if these are going to go anywhere, but I like these better than the ones that get published. It seems like publishing is kind of a dead end. Lord, I saw a song once, and when all the loud notes were white and all the soft notes in the song were black, and the song was somehow turning and turning like a Ferris wheel, and I wrote it round and round and round, and near the end there's a line where I felt that I stopped way at the top, and I took a long look. Wow, Lord. One more. I read this the other night. Some asked me if I would read it. Lord, there goes the boy's father. I did not shoot him, see him run, 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 and may he not trip and fall. I will put the sign of the cross on him with my finger. He is holy to me and he does not know it. And when we can get the word to him that he is holy to us, I can turn this gun into a plowshare. And then I will stay to plant rice for his sons and roses for the woman. And we'll plant his grave if he had one. My finger is not trigger happy. I really have a green thumb, Lord. Finally, I hate to say finally, but I know, you know. Lord, I am a veteran going on 17, and today I feel like 80. My hair is white and it feels white. Shell shock is nothing compared to the year I've been through. I've had thousands of enemies file past me and never see me while I hit. I hit Lord. I could have shot each one, but I had no gun. I wear a medal around my neck given to me by a close friend. I went to communion. We went to communion together one Sunday. I'm ready to eat. I'm really ready to drink. I'm starving, Lord. I need someone to eat with me. I'm a veteran, and I'm afraid of being cut off from all my buddies.
Bill has been doing so much for sharing the music for our show along with a lot of other people.
I'd like to do two short ones, both which I composed myself, and they're both about young love, I guess, which can be very beautiful. The songs can be very beautiful too if I learn how to play them right, but I'm gonna try both of them anyway. The first one, I won't even say any names because actually they don't have any names.
Last night I dreamt that John came riding
on a horse last night through the fields to me. While the wind through the trees was gently sighing, she came riding through the fields to me. I dreamt last night that my heart was pining o'er the clouds to the fields for her by my side. I heard far away there was someone crying. That someone was my shadow, but it's all gone now. Last night I dreamt that Joan came riding on a horse last night through the fields to me. While the wind through the trees was gently sighing, she came riding through the fields to me. I cast off my doubts, all my fears and my worries. I left them all behind and they're all gone now. My world has relaxed and my mind. Did while I was here, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, and it was inspired by a girl on the staff whom I won't mention her name, but I was talking to her in the therapy pool last night just so she knows who she is.
Thank you. could you stand at the door up there and sort of hold the fort? No, that doesn't work. Well, we'll sort of just sit down and only give that 5 minutes to each group. Close the door and keep it closed. It's called God of the Ugly. God of the Ugly. To ugly things in prayer that men trapped in a mind. God, how could you let it happen? People kept waiting for a sign, a kind of clue from you, a hint of hope, just to my wife. eyes, much the way you did when you were waiting young. And I would say, I do. And if you ask, as one can say, how do you love me now? What shall I say? What shall I say when many things I do are not the way that song books portray? My love is you. I'll say, I cannot speak sometimes at the door when you pass, and my tongue jams my throat, full of fear. I'll mention the dandelion and break through the dust on my cheek, and we meet once again with our lips. I'll paint you a fantasy, born in my bones of a girl with a tiny toy bottle, tapping the last streak of perfume on the nape of the neck. I'll paint it and want it, and wish like a child that soft with the dust we would wait for the night, not be obliged to go out, You are mine. I'll speak no apologies, for words long forgiven, or pages with them. Oh, you know I was jealous of dust and sorry at dawn. You know I was foolish of pride and broken with scorn. You know. You know, yet every mood or madness was triggered, torn, or tempered by that human love of you, for you, with you. Yes. I thought that I might win you by patience, thought, and gentleness, but maybe I was wrong. I thought that I might lead you by looking form of hopes, of spinning bright new dreams, but maybe I was wrong. I thought that I could make you proud, and come with me to master arts of life your parents had not seen, but maybe I was wrong. Every urge is fashion born, though they be broken somewhat now, has carved the world of love far deeper than we know. My love may not be perfect, my love may not be bold, but this I have been given to know, that the face on my fingertips, the cheeks in my hand, the breath on my tongue, that I feel in my flesh, can only be yours, like a winged song of truth that runs through my head. And what I've said, has said, I love you. What shall I say more, except perhaps to mention that I love you, even when you snore. Thank you very much. You are an excellent audience.